From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A federal appeals court Thursday refused to reinstate President Donald Trump's ban on travelers from seven nations: Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. The vote in the three-judge panel from the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco was unanimous. Last week, District Judge Robert James Robart of Seattle issued a temporary restraining order halting the ban after the states of Washington and Minnesota sued. The government is now expected to appeal to the Supreme Court, and Mr. Trump tweeted moments ago, "See you in court." The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan told the Armed Services Committee Thursday he believes the U.S.-backed Afghan forces are in a stalemate in the 15-year-old war. General John Nicholson said he needs a few thousand more soldiers to break the stalemate.
"I want to acknowledge the brave men and women of the Afghan security forces and the people of Afghanistan who are fighting for a secure and stable country. The success of our mission depends on their courage, determination, and sacrifice."
Top U.S. officials sought to reassure Afghanistan of continuing American support under the new administration. Pakistan says India's rapid development of nuclear weapons poses a threat to the region. Foreign Ministry spokesman Nafees Zakaria said Thursday at a weekly news conference that India is stockpiling nuclear materials outside international standards.
"It is also building a secret nuclear city in South India, which, according to Foreign Policy Investigative Report, is to produce thermonuclear weapons."
India promptly rejected the allegations. Turkey says a Russian airstrike has accidentally killed three Turkish soldiers in northern Syria. This is VOA News.